Okay. So we saw yesterday with the Chet of Adam Rishon, the human race got split into two. What we call Umasailam, the human race in general, and then Klal Yisrael. They're called Derech Hashem. The Ramchal and Derech Hashem goes through this link. Ein Sham. The only Umma that is Shaykhis, the only aspect of this Adam Rishon is that the Shaykh is to Olam Haba, today is Klal Yisrael. Let's understand what it is and how that works. They are not Kudan. Means that where the Tachlis Bishvilin of Ra'ilam means the original Adam Rishon before the Chet. That's the Nakuda that we have to pick up. And when you understand this, that's when the Simcha and the Isha, that's collect. That's when we understand what we're doing. Chof Zayin. Achrei Odi Otano Kodesh Otano Hashem Aleokim Kol Zois Anu Shovim Lizboinan B'tachidya Yimuchedesh Shul Ibud Abachira Etzel Yehudi They pega technology. I've mentioned this. Anu Zokim Ololu Ma'asikim Ayom Gam Estoiva Psigologim U'masoilom V'ayim Anasim Adavim Shalem Likvodet Ach לדידן, בני אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, את רואים קריטים וגורלים לעין ערב. The difficulty, the challenge is much more critical by us, as we'll see, we understand already, but we'll see much more than them, even though they've got the best of their psychologists and pedagogists or whatever, trying to work out how to save the world. I was in Toronto a few years ago, I have a friend there, he's a head of the maths department or engineering department, York University, that's the university in Toronto. He told me they had an emergency meeting with all the heads of departments. They're supposed to be producing the future leaders of Canada. That's what produces the leadership in Canada. They have no way of knowing how they're going to produce anything because there's no one to talk to anymore. They don't understand how they're going to solve this problem. They can't solve this problem. They know that. They recognize it.
What do you mean there's no one to talk to?
There's no one to talk to. Like now, there's no one I'm talking to you and I'm not talking to anybody. Why don't you understand what I'm saying? Just because you're all over the place. Your head is in this machine and that computer, this internet, and this place there. And it's all just Hesech Hadas. You ever try talking to an 18-year-old today, a 22-year-old, a 23-year-old? You ever try to sit down and have an intelligent conversation that goes from one part to the next, to the next, to the next? You're producing a leadership with people who are just not in the world. They're not here. They're brain dead. So that's their problem. We have a bigger problem. All their problems that they have are pogaya here in this world. But we have a bigger problem because our netzach is being pogaya. Our eternity is being affected. Everything you do shakes and rattles up a world. Eternal world. Let's have a look at the he brings there the Nefesh HaChayim right at the beginning. Im Kain says the Nefesh HaChayim. When the person thinks, he allows into the mind a machshava that's not pure, some impurity in Rachmana Litzlan. You're welcome to go argue this with you. When a Jew thinks a machshava, an impure, immoral machshava, he brings into the base kodesh hakadoshim lamala. It's his loshana. What can I do? Machnizayna semalakin and base kodesh hakadoshim leyna neira lo base hakadoshim hakadoshim chas tachalim. That's what he does. And the base Kodesh HaKadoshim Ha'Elyon. And he strengthens Rachmana Litzlan, the power of Tumen, the Sitrach, in the base Kodesh HaKadoshim Ha'Elyon. Har v'yoyse v'yoyse m'ma shenigrom his godless koyach ha'tumah l'yedai Titus. Much, much worse than the tumor that Titus brought into the base of Migdash. We had seen a zayin of a base kodesh of Migdash. He brought a zayin into the base of Migdash proper. This Jew just brought one into his head. But the Jew's head is base kodesh HaKadosh. Okay, but we have to understand, we have to know we're not responsible for the thoughts that pop into our heads. Remember that. It's very important when you learn this to understand how it works. The thoughts that pop into your head, you're not responsible for. It's the Yetzirah's job. If the law says suru acharein above can be responsible for. But when you pick up the thoughts and you run with it, then you're in trouble. But the thoughts that Yetzirah puts into your head, those aren't your problems. So don't start having a nervous breakdown and thinking that it's impossible. I can't do this and I'm out of here. Personally,
the Yetzirah is what the Nefesh HaChaim is saying.
No, he's not saying. He's telling what the Nefesh HaChaim is saying.
Chasing after
the Nefesh HaChaim is not talking about the thoughts that the Yetzirah puts into your head. That's the Yetzirah's problem, not mine. It's the thoughts you put into your head that you have to be worried about. Okay. What are the opportunities? And you have plenty of opportunities. Just a few I know about, many I know about. We speak to a certain Avrech Talmud Chochum who fell into the net of the internet. Shalti oto, Hitler shorok 6 million Yehudim, lama ita kavanosoi, ma'osalo isam Yehudim. This Hitler, Yamach Shmoy, that killed 6 million Jews. What was his kavana? Borodeva ki kavanosa isi, Lamarid Bashem. His kavana was to rebel against the Shem. Surasapagir Bashem, Aisa Derech Harigosum Shalbono. The way he chose to be Pogaya in Hashem was to kill his children. Moshamra Chazal and Aposuk, Varid Goincha Tares Kamecho, Miaima Komim Kenegdoi, who are the ones that come against you? Elohamakim Kenegid Nainsel. If you want to fight against Hashem, it's a bit difficult, yeah? Not so easy to fight against Hashem. So what do? You go off these kids. Barayv goincha taharis kamecho. Eilu akamim kenegib bnei Yisrael. The ones that want to fight Hashem, they go against Klal Yisrael. Shenema kine oivecho yamyoin al amcho yarimusod. Al amcho, they go off to the nation. Kashekam oiv negib Yisrael. When an enemy comes up against Klal Yisrael, kevanoson lekum negib Hashem. He's really trying to go against Hashem. You see that clearly today. No, not hard to see. Kashay stolen lacham neged kol semomem vezike yudit v'harog milyuna bnei adam lamaud kavantei stolen yamach shmoy rosh hashain kmo. When he came up to fight against any zig of Yiddishkeit, he killed millions of people. What was he thinking? We skaven lelachom im Hashem derech hasina yukedes lebono. His kavana was to fight against Hashem via the sin that he had for his children. Gam Titus, Harosha, but so he says, Maisa Vashvenim, Abbas Kodesh HaKadoshim, is coming to Pagoya Vashem. Titus, what he did, where he stooped so low, he was aiming at Hashem. I asked him, who do you think was Pogaya in Hashem with a higher level? So this Avrech said, Vada Titus, Arav Maisav also is Hagurua Mikol. In his deeds, he did the worst possible thing. It's Masayim Shel Hitler, Vestalin, Isav Shut Lefaresh, Bedrachim Acherot. Hitler was Stalin, you can explain in different ways. You can put Hitler and Stalin down to any world event. Armies attacked, this happened there. Ach, Maisa Shal Titus say kol kulu rak lachiset Hashem. Why did he do it? Lachiset Hashem. Panit elav bezaka min alayt. And I shouted him from my heart, he says. Lefi ha-nefesh ha-chaim ata yotei garua mititus. According to the nefesh ha-chaim, you, Avrech Talmud Chochem, are worse than Titus. You forget Hashem much worse. Titan b'maisa. Lo nonam u'umu b'ilom esilyoni v'atakim. Never got off the ground. How deep into the higher world could Titan go? Not even 1 inch off the ground. And you into the base kind of shakadoshi. The Titan ain't shaykhus, says Elom esanetza. Ulecha ken. Titan says, no shaykhus to eternal worlds, but you do. He burst out crying as Avraham. He understood the chulban he brought upon himself from the whole world. And you can get out of it today. We'll be honest, we'll ask ourselves, we hold it. Where am I standing? Where's my battlefield? Where's my ground? My ground's in the Nakuda of Bechira, in the highest place in the world. That's where we're standing today. We're standing on the pinnacle of Bechira of Netzach. That's where a Jew stands, and the Nisoyim is terrible, which means the opportunity for greatness is unbelievable. There's never a generation had an opportunity to be this great. Never. But no one had to ever deal with Nisoyim like this before. The son of Hesach Hadass today has never been greater. Therefore, the opportunity for guidance is that much greater. Not poshut. Not poshut at all. Sarich iun habe, habe, habe. Okay. You asked to learn it. We can go back to Baishu if you want. Perek Dalet. Ein sof et geir ma hit ma khrut ha mer kazib le sayna yai ma ze hu gitre da right. We know that we're in the 6,000th year. The 6,000th year parallels Yosef at Tzadik. Chazal are full of it already. The Nisoyin pre-Messianic is going to be Yitzhak Arayas, the Yitzhak Arayas. We see what that means. Yosef at Tzadik Nisoyin, with Asia's Potiphar, was an Nisoyim of Kol HaDoros. He understood that, he knew that. Wasn't this his personal Nisoyim? And even if he felt that Nisoyim, that was the end of Tzadik. Kolzman that Yosef at Tzadik, didn't miss past the Nisoyim, Tzadik was finished.
Yeah.
Only because he withstood the Nisoyim, he gave us the opportunity to have the Nisoyim later to succeed. So we're at the end of the 6,000 years, which is Yosef at Tzadik. That's the Nisoyim of Yosod. The sod is always the area of that Nisoy. It's where the six spheres connect to the seventh, which is Malchus. Ein sof ki goyim mit mesfos ma kez ben yisrael yoyim ze hitzer da rais al manas shnekh li khush kaden kaitzer modet lachem bedov ze aleinu la redes ramik shol shadbon. In order to acquire weapons, tools, to be able to deal with this Nisoyin, we need to go deep into the sugya and understand it at its roots. Ba'ofen klali mechalpin chazal es mini ha-yetzahara sheboidam v'shnayim. Yitzra dobar ha-zorah v'yitzra d'arayis. Chazal divide different types of yetzahara into two main categories. The yetzahara for v'zorah and the yetzahara for rayis. Yitzra dobar ha-zorah hu yetzah chitzayim. The yetzer for Varazor is what's called an external yetzer. Everybody knows in the depths of his heart that there's a boyra, you know. This is what people turn to other gods, to Avodah Zarah, to find his table to do what he wants to do. Yes, divers. Calls man a Kodesh Baruch Hu's in the way. He can't do it. There was a Hashverosh. He himself said it. So we have to get rid of the Jews, because otherwise you have a conscience when you're doing the barbaric things you want to do. A Hashverosh, what was his biggest problem? Busha. Ahasuerus understood that to be a melech she'einu mugbelet, the notion of the Malbim there, to be a melech she'einu mugbelet, with no limitation, you have to get rid of busha. That's why I made a deal with Amalek. Who's Haman? Haman's Amalek. What's Amalek got to do with busha? Neitzonus. The biggest destruction of busha, of a sense of embarrassment of shame, is Neitzonus. What's Amalek? Late person, the late. Whatever that means, the late. Neitzonus is, well, that's the ball. That's what Hashmarish needed Amalek to get rid of the busha. Because man, there's a thing called busha in the world. You can't do whatever you want. Not a man of shame and embarrassment. You're limited by your busha. And he wanted a malchus she'einu mugbelet. That's why when Vashti refused to come, go away. That's why when Vashti refused to come to the feast without her levush, what's levush?
The busha.
Levusha, to take away the busha. What was the title of the ministers? There's embarrassment here, there's busha here. Did she come to the party with just the keter? There would be no room for busha in the world anymore. If the queen, Ba'atzmai, Bekoyre Atzmai, tell the entire human race, and kind of all the world leaders can come like that, there's no busha in the world anymore. The refusing to come has put busha into the world. That's why you have to get rid of her. That would have been the end of the story. Anyway, next Purim we'll discuss. Levush, that's why there's so much dealing with begotten. The last parsha we laying before Purim usually is dealing with big day kahuna. An entire Megillah is talking about Yusha, Levush, she changed, she went, Mordechai changed. That's a business. Okay, that's another story. Fine. So that's why a person wants a Avodah Zorah, because he wants to get rid of the problem of not being able to do what he wants. The Loshon of Chazal, law of the Yisrael Avodah Zorah, la hatilem arayis. Then he saw the Zani Oifet Avodah Zorah in order to match it with the Morayis. Ma'arim kain Chazal. Kol ha-yeitze shel Avodah Zorah, einu ele kedei letaretz ulehatzdik et ha-yeitze shel Avodah Zorah. Madim ha-dvorim? Everything in Avodah Zorah is only there because deep down I want to matter for myself a riot. Wow. Kol ha-zromim v'tnuos aleihem nischafu l'tzareinu b'nei Yisrael k'mo ha-socialistim ha-kommunizm ha-askola v'tzionis all the isms that Klal Yisrael went through all the years, socialism, communism, the scholar, Zionism, all of that, on the outside looks like there was an ideology here. False ideology, but an ideology. It had some kind of idea. There'll be a new world order. We'll be able to solve our problems following this new ideology. Achazal magalim shelo ayu ele tirutzim latilem chayef kairus veilulois shelalicha chetayvus varoshem hitzedarayus. Chazal take off the levush and they show you exactly what's going on behind the scene. All of it was only for one reason. To matter for myself all the tivers that I want. Get rid of the Haredim. I'm joking. Get rid of Yiddishkeit. Get rid of Torah, and then you can do whatever you want. You can still have a religion called Judaism. It's not a problem. But that religion says you can drive on Shabbos. That religion says you can marry, etc., etc. I'm talking about it. That's what you're doing. Don't be fooled by the ideology. Whenever you see people coming with ideologies and new ideologies, however impressive and well thought out they might be, what's lurking in the background is only one thing. Yitzhadarayas. In all its manifestations.
I
Ay, 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 ay. There's words being born just together. Just to see how Chazal strip away all the sheker and show you what's really going on. Lo'ov di Yisrael avod azore le'na'ati le'em asaraya. What a club Yisrael who had a base of mikdash. Mamad gazukan they davening to stone. Not in all areas. Yodei asipu ve'echad min askile ve'lozhin shepona pa'am ha'agoy nubchayim ve'lozhin v'omit ki yesh lo ha'av kushya is b'nyan ha'imuna v'minyan la'tzig oto b'pnei ha'rab. This maskil who came to Rubchayim ve'lozhin and said to me, he's got lots of kashas on imuna. He's got lots of kashas and he wants to put them in front of the rob. Ula yoichal ha'rab yushev kushas eilu. If the rob can answer these kashas, amal ha'rab. I can give answers to kashas, questions, difficulties. But I can't answers. I can't answer tirutzim. I'll explain now. You don't have kashas, you have excuses. Hamatzafon shelcha zoak. Deep inside of you, you want to be pyrrhic oil. So your Yetzara cooks up some questions that can never be answered. And then you have a justification for what you are doing. Where was God in the Holocaust? That's a question? No. It's not a question. It's a good. Where was God in the Holocaust? It's not a question. You see a question mark there? If somebody would ask you that question, how would you answer it? Someone comes to you and says, where was God in the Holocaust? Why is the Torah unfair to women? How would you answer that? Isn't circumcision barbaric? What would you answer that? You're not asking a question. I don't answer non-questions. I don't see a question mark in any one of those statements. I can't answer a statement. I can answer a question. A statement I can't answer. Clear?
What's the difference statement and a question?
You tell me. You've been in my Gemara share for seven months and you still don't know the
difference. No, I know what question. I know what question is. It all sounds like question is that you don't know and you want to know.
The question is, I don't know the answer and I want to know the answer. That's the minimum definition of a question.
Fine.
Give a notice that somebody asks you a question in Yiddish class or whatever. And you happen to know something about the subject. You learned and you know about it. And you start giving them an answer. Have you ever noticed what happens? In 99% of the cases, first they start looking bored, then they start getting irritated, then they start saying, why are you lecturing me? I thought you had a question. I thought you wanted to know. You're really interested. Most people are not interested in the questions asking. They're not asking questions. They've worked it out for themselves already that this can't be, and therefore I can get and do what I want. Oh, sure. They don't have any questions. A person has a genuine question will always come to the truth. He'll put his head to it, he'll stick to it, he'll go to it, he'll arrive at the truth. That's not a question. Where was God in the Holocaust? That's not a question. It's either God's bad or there's no God, and therefore I'm potter, go and do whatever I want, which is really what you wanted in the first place, which is whatever you wanted. And you can't do that because nobody just does whatever they want. It's not nice. So you find the religion to justify it. The people that want to smoke drugs, so they made a whole religion that mamash makes it a mitzvah. Do whatever you want. No, that's Chazal. Lord, Israel of Arizona, you want all your physical pleasures. You want to be able to do whatever you do. So you make God know. Make religions out of it. Very easy. You don't have questions. You have a real question. This muscle that came to your claim of he was a muscle already. He had all the answers. He didn't have any questions. He had justification. Tirutzim says, "Rav Chaim Volozhin, even I can't answer." Hashem Anu Yitzchak Davar Azor Hu Koich Mechudash Oto Miyitzah Adam Laman Yechali Frok Mi'Alav Es Ha'ol Malchus Shemaim VeYotzei Chitzoni She'Ainim Mudba Bo BeEtz Mitzioseh. This Yitzchak Davar Azor isn't deeply implanted in him. That's not what's driving him. Mashain can hit to the rise who mud baba adam mi etzim teva abriya. The yates of the rise, and that's by the way, When they killed the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, what did they kill with it? A big chunk of the Yetzer Hara went with it. Why? There's a deep connection between those two. Okay. So we're going to arrive for this quickly. Raila Dome Metzino should be to Hazel at Yetzer Avodah Zarah, Kamuva Mesechtas Yuma. Nitna Mina Shemaim, Rishus, Lanshik Nisra, Gönel, Avatel Yetzer Avodah Zarah. The Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah was given, Chazal were given Rishus, the ancientness of the Doyle, to destroy it, to wipe it out. When they came to destroy the Yetzer Hara for Raya's, the Novi said to them, Shem Yitzernu Yizbot Loyla Mimitzius, the Kuzhot Nagamori, to destroy that, to wipe out the world. Ugloshan Gamara, Amalu, Chosudi Kitlusur Leila, who Kali Alma. If you'll destroy that, you'll destroy the whole world. Chavshu talse yoyma wabo b'yisa bas yoyma b'kol eretz yisol v'lo ashtachach. They couldn't find a chicken and laid an egg. Amro eichin avit. Nekat lekal yelma. Niboy rachmona plalga. Palga berakia lo mehava. Kechalineu la'enei v'shapku v'ana d'lo migre v'ele inish b'ker bosa. That's Aramaic. Those who want the translation, here it comes. Roshim Argoy is bot loilam yom omru. They saw that if they would destroy the Yetzer Hara for us, the whole world would come to an end. They said, Amru, Eich Nase Nargoyne is bot loilam the Vakesh of Chetzi. Lo Naisim Chetzi min Hashemayim. Asked for half, they didn't give them. Kecholes Eina Venichu. They destroyed the Yetzer Hara for incest. The person doesn't have a Yetzer Hara anymore for craving. It was a Yetzer Hara for craving. Stop burning your bombers, you'll see what I mean. Today we don't have a Yetzer Hara for craving, so they destroyed part of the Yetzer Hara for rice, but they didn't destroy it anymore. Because if they would, you wouldn't have chickens being laid. In the Lashon of Chazal. Okay. This Yetzer Hara of Arias is the Yesod of Kol Olam. That's why if you destroy it, you destroy the whole world. You feel not supported. Ein kan mokum lahari. Okay.